You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I should be writing number 420, take two. Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty, and this is my second attempt at recording because the first time I got very distracted by a large bird just wandering around my backyard, and then my dog saw the bird, and then it got loud. The bird is now on top of the gazebo, and I wish I could get a good picture of it, but the iPhone camera I have sucks. But trust me, it's impressive. It's a buzzard or a vulture of some sort. Very big, big bird. But I'm not here to talk about birds, I'm here to talk about writing. And I promised you yesterday that today I would talk about National Novel Writing Month, which is coming up in November. Now, before you ask any questions, the goal is 50,000 words in 30 days. They chose November. I can't remember why they chose November. I think it's not the most ideal month because it has a major American holiday that usually involves travel. But basically when I interviewed Grant Faulkner, the head of National Novel Writing Month, he basically said there's no month where absolutely nothing happens, so we chose November. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I still think something like September would be easier. But, that's not my thing. Anyway, the goal is 50,000 words, and which is 1,667 words a day. And the main goal is just to show you that if you think about the words, just getting the words on the page, you will be surprised with what you can accomplish. That's the main goal. And there are people who look down on it because they think, oh, well, every month is National Novel Writing Month for me because I have to write full time. And I'm thinking, well, good for you. It's not designed for pros. It's designed for beginners who think, hey, I wonder if I can do this. I'm not sure. I'm kind of scared. Maybe if I do this thing and communicate with the community, I'll learn that I can do it. And a lot of pros do it. They like the camaraderie and they like the artificial deadline. I am typically very bad at it. That is a moment of shame for me, but I always, if I have built up a good momentum, I always fall down around Thanksgiving. And I try to give advice on other people how to do it, but it's really hard. I am not able to follow that advice. But, you know, I don't feel too bad because I can write a book. I just can't do National Novel Writing Month. So why am I talking about it on September 10th? Because I want to get it in your head. It's good to plan. While the quote-unquote rules of the game are you start a project on November 1st, no one cares. No one's, you know, keeping track of whether this is something you have, this is something you've started already. And, you know, you can lie and say you made it. Well, good for you. You don't get any prizes. You get a little graphic that says you won. But, you know, if you really want to cheat that bad, you can make your own graphic and say, I'm awesome. I've written 7 books this year. But it's good to have a plan of what you're going to write. Have a plan of when you're going to do it. Think about what's going to crop up that month. Like I said, in America, it's National Novel Writing Month, but people do it all over the world. But in America, specifically, we have Thanksgiving, throwing, you know, a 4-day weekend, often 4.5 because people like to leave early on Wednesday. 4.5-day weekend that usually involves travel and family and obligation. So you want to think about if you're doing those things, when you're going to make up those words. Are you going to get up early on Thanksgiving? You can do that. Get up early on Thanksgiving, write your words, and then start cooking. There are many options. I mentioned we have a Discord server for Patreon supporters, and we do word sprints. Discord is an amazing tool. It was mainly for gaming, but people use it for all sorts of things now, and people have written bots. So we have a bot in our Word Wars room called SprintBot, and we tell the SprintBot, hey, we want to do a sprint together. And then everybody who wants to do the sprint joins and says, this is my word count. And you tell the SprintBot how long you want to write for, and then SprintBot says, okay, everybody go. And then after, say, 30 minutes, it'll say, okay, sprint's over. Report your words, and then you write in how many words you wrote, and it tallies them and says who wrote the most. And, you know, you can say, I started with 13,512, and then I wrote 804, and you can also give your final, well, rather, I'm going to strike that, record it, reverse it. You can say you started with, like, 1,303, and then you ended with 1,437, and it'll tell you how many words you wrote. It does that little bit of math right there. So, it's a fun little tool that keeps you going, and there's a lot of support and stuff. There are other tools that help you during NaNoWriMo. One of them is For the Words. That's right. For the Words is like an RPG that you write words to battle whatever monster. And it's pretty cool because you say, I want to battle this monster. And the goal of this monster is to write 500 words in 40 minutes. My dog really wants to go outside even though the bird is gone. She wants to make sure it didn't do anything to her backyard. So then you open up the website and you write your 500 words. And it says, okay, you defeated this monster. And it sometimes tells you whether the monster dropped anything. It often tells you whether the monster dropped anything. Just like in an RPG. And then you can have quests to gather a certain amount of resources by fighting different monsters, by writing different goals of words in different time periods, you will get enough drops to fulfill quests, which make it a lot more interesting. And, you know, even if you have 1,600 words to write that day, maybe you want to fight the one that requires you to write 100 words. Maybe you want to fight that one 10 times and then fight another one that requires you to do 500 words or something. It makes it more of a game. It does cost money, not much, like $4 a month or something. But it's a fun tool, and I endorse it. I haven't been on in a little while, so if you get on and you friend me and you don't hear back, then that's why. There's also a tool called Pacemaker that helps you figure out your... maybe you don't want to do 1,600 words a day. Maybe you want to do more words on the weekend, or more words in the beginning than the end, or more words at the end of the beginning. It's got gives you a lot of different options on how many words you need to write in what kind of schedule to make it through your month. Which I find it I find that awesome because sometimes you think, okay, well, I'll be able to write more on the weekends, so give me more on the weekends, or make it the same amount every day or whatever. And then you can input your stuff, input your word count, and then it will adjust the following day's word counts up or down depending on whether you hit your mark or not or exceeded it. So that's Pacemaker. And I'll link all of these in the show notes. And then there's the NaNoWriMo site itself. Apparently they're going to be launching a new site soon. I've heard it's been in the works for a while now. It should already be up. I checked it this morning, but it was like, hey, we're going to launch this mid-August. And I looked at the calendar and went, well, not quite, but, you know, we'll hope. Well, come on, guys, you can do it. I know it's hard to launch a website. But they have essays written by famous authors to help you get through your month. They have a podcast now. And I think it's... I like NaNoWriMo mainly because writing is such a lonely business. And yeah, you can connect with other people. But there's something about that feeling in November when you know that you're connecting with a lot of other people. Some of whom are more experienced than you are, and some of whom are less. But you're going to find a lot of people just like you, just trying to get the words down. And you don't feel so alone for a little while. That's the other dog wanting to go out. So, NaNoWriMo's coming up in 51 days, I think. That's NaNoWriMo.org. You can friend me. I'm Mighty Mer. Hopefully their friending system has gotten a little less clunky. Used to take several steps to friend somebody back. Which means if you had like 50 friend requests, it made for a very irritating hour. Maybe not an hour, but you know what I mean. And I'll put the other links in the show notes. And if you have any questions about NaNoWriMo, let me know. Happy to help out or get into more detail. Patreon users, do you want a daily show again? I did it last year. It's tough. It's tough doing a daily show. Although I'm better at it this year because of, now I'm doing it every week. I'm doing a show every weekday. But this would mean I would have to do two every weekday. Whoa. I'd have to prepare a lot. Well, if you want it, Patreon supporters, let me know. Oh, and check out my posts on Instagram. I'm posting little notes there. And, it's Mighty Mer 2, because I don't remember how Mighty Mer got taken. I think I tried to get it several years ago with a different email address. So I've never been able to recover it. So, Mighty Mer numeral 2. And that is it for me today. Send me your, show ideas and questions. Twitter at Mighty Mer, Instagram at Mighty Mer 2. Or mightymer@gmail.com. And the blog and show notes are at merverse.com, and you can support the Patreon, which supports this show, my other show, and helps me get you into the Discord if you support at the $5 up level, gets you the whole archive if you support at the $1 or up level, and just helps me out. Thank you. Patreon.com/mightymer. And I will see you tomorrow. Until then, you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing.
When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.